Hi, everyone, and welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it's that time for another relevant and timely conversation with some of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So today is really special because I'm joined by three incredible experts from our Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book team, Lindsay Llewellyn, Shannon Powell, and Terry Schramm. And between the three of them, they work with thousands of our most special dealer clients every day, every week, and every month across markets, brands, business models. And it gives them a really unique boots on the ground perspective. And they're going to be heading to Vegas next week with me for NADA 2026. And I've asked them to join us today so that we can dig into the trends they're hearing, the watch out dealers should be aware of, and what they're most excited about in our industry for the year ahead. And I want to add, they all created some pretty creative and amazing videos over the last few months. So if you don't follow them on LinkedIn, trust me, by the end of this podcast, you're going to want to do that. So welcome to For the Road Forward, Lindsay, Shannon, and Terry.
Hello.
Excited to be with you, Jade.
Well, guys, NADA is right around the corner, as you know, and so I want to kick off this episode by hearing from each of you. What are you most excited about for 2026? And whether that's new technology, conversations you're expecting to have next week, this week, or big moments and changes that are happening for our business. And so for each of you, we're going to start these questions. We're going to go Lindsay, Shannon, Terry, and then I'm going to mix it up. So be ready. All right, Lindsay, we're going to start with you.
All right. Well, Jade, I am so excited for NADA this year because it feels like a true homecoming for me. I've been in automotive a long time, and NADA is where I get to reconnect with dealers and partners and friends from all over the country, and just be together in one place just creates so much energy and momentum. I'm especially excited about the conversations we're going to have this year. Dealers are really focused on solving real problems right now, especially around inventory. And that's where Cox Automotive truly stands out. With our connected data solutions influencing so much of the industry, we're in a unique position to help dealers address root issues, not just symptoms. And honestly, I think the thing I'm most excited about is to be around my Cox Automotive family. The people here are incredibly passionate and knowledgeable and committed to helping dealers succeed. And just being around that level of talent always makes me better. And I'm so proud of the impact we're going to make together.
Well, it will be a great week. So Shannon, how about you?
I am super excited about going to NADA. This is my first time to go, so I finally got a seat at the table, so I'm super excited. And to get to meet all the people that across the United States I've never met, but I've worked with and collaborated with, so I'm super excited about that. But the thing that I'm most excited about is our AI technology. Cox isn't following, they are leading. Those AI integrations coupled with products such as the AMD connected video are super exciting. Our ability to go from acquisition to disposition, our technology is amazing, and our integration is pivotal. And so I feel like those are the things that I'm most excited about for NADA and just seeing how they all work together and pulling in with VIN Solutions, V-Auto, the whole gang, and seeing how we can sell more dealers and make them more profitable.
Right on. Terry, you're up.
Oh, thank you, Jade. For NADA this year, there's two things really making me excited this year, the people and the progress. I've been in the industry for over 15 years, and dealer contacts I've worked with over the years have become truly friends and family. NADA is where we all really get to reconnect, get honest, and talk about what's actually working in the real world. What really energizes me this year is going to be the quality of the conversations. Dealers, especially the larger, more complex organizations, aren't looking for theories anymore. They want simplicity, clarity, and proof that technology can actually make their business easier, more profitable, and not harder or a money pit. For the first time, integrated systems are giving dealers visibility beyond just leads, helping them understand more of the consumer journey and getting real return both on investment and on time. When technology gives time, efficiency, and confidence back to the people, that's when it becomes powerful. That's the energy I'm excited to bring to NADA this year.
Well, all fantastic points. And I think one of the most exciting things is that the industry finally understands so many of these things that we have been foundationally doing to bring Cox Automotive together over the last decade. The power of the data, the power of AI and identity resolution and a single unified consumer profile and personalization engine that powers every single thing we do. When we were talking about that to the industry, even just a couple of years ago, multi-touch attribution, the power of a personalization engine that when somebody goes and shops on Auto Trader or Kelley Blue Book or now even Car and Driver, Ford Blue Advantage, all of the things they do across those platforms are smart enough to pull into that consumer profile so that when they land on a dealer.com website, it's smart enough to know when we serve advertising through our automated marketing platform. Our engines are smart enough to know so that every dollar and every minute for our clients go even further. And you all did a great job laying those things out. It's going to be an incredible week. I agree. The people and the family and the conversations are always the best part of NADA. But what I want to know now is from each of you, what are you hearing from your dealers? What are the top trends and themes that are coming up in your conversations leading in to the show? So Terry, I'm going to put you on the spot first on that one.
Oh, that sounds great, Jade. Appreciate it. When it comes down to the themes, there's really three main areas that I'm hearing from our dealers. It's about trust, efficiency, and ROI. Dealers are being asked to stretch every dollar further while the business itself is moving faster and getting more complex. Inventory acquisition is harder, budgets are tighter, and I hear constantly, we're just trying to keep up. A lot of the pressures are coming from chasing those silver bullet solutions that promised everything and delivered long contracts and disappointing results. That created real hesitation around who do I trust and how do dealers know what's actually working. ROI matters more than ever. There's simply no room for waste anymore. At this time, the competitive landscape is changing rapidly. And you mentioned 5 years ago, distant retailing barely existed. Today, it's table stakes, and it's redefining local competition. Dealers are wrestling with bigger strategic questions now more than ever. Do we keep fishing in the same pond, or do we expand into bigger waters without losing operational efficiency? The balance is delicate, and why they're looking for partners, not vendors, is because they need people to help them walk through that journey side by side and not disappear after the sale.
Great points. Lindsay?
Well, what I'm hearing consistently from dealers right now is that inventory remains their biggest challenge. Acquiring vehicles has become increasingly expensive, especially at auction, and dealers are feeling pressure to do more with less, like Terry said. This isn't the environment it was a few years ago when cars sold themselves, and dealers are being much more intentional about ROI and want to better understand which metrics actually matter. They're asking smarter questions about where their spend is working and how to have more efficient and meaningful conversations with customers. And I'm also seeing a growing interest in connected solutions and AI to support those conversations and improve decision making. So that's why inventory solutions like KBB, Instant Cash Offer, are such a focus right now. And I've seen firsthand, Jade, how buying centers help dealers control acquisition costs and save significant money each month, even in challenging markets.
All right, so Shannon, because Lindsay and Terry did such an incredible job answering that one, they probably didn't leave much left for you to say. So I'm going to move on to the next question. And, you know, we all know that dealers have a lot on their plates and things are changing so fast. I literally could just hear listeners and viewers saying, yes, 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 when Lindsay and Terry were giving us their answers. And so my question, Shannon, to you is, what are some of the watchouts that you think dealers really need to pay attention to going into 2026? And besides just the warnings, what are the ways that they should be thinking about overcoming those items?
Well, and I'm going to look at this a little broader because I think the off-lease vehicles returning to the market will give shoppers more flexibility. The trends right now are that these vehicles they can give more options to lower income buyers or credit challenged buyers. One of the biggest challenges moving vehicles is affordability and actually being able to get a deal done. A lot of my dealers are worried about that. I hear it over and over. Yeah, I got somebody in the door, but they were upside down. Couldn't get the deal done. They're also seeing a lot of the high-income buyers are still driving the demand for the larger, more expensive, higher-priced inventory. And while many of the price-sensitive buyers are being pushed towards the used and off-lease vehicles, which is great because we haven't seen an influx of off-lease vehicles, definitely not in 2025 because of the lull that we had back in 2022, I believe it was. So we're going to see more of those coming back in. And the dealers will need to keep a good, desirable mix of all types of inventory for all types of buyers. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges that they're going to deal with. And guess what? We have some products that can help them do that. So I think that that's one of the challenges that you'll see as a overreigning NADA topic as well. So,
yeah. You bet. And we do have those solutions. So Lindsay, how about you? What are those big watchouts and how are our dealers going to overcome them?
Oh man, one of the biggest watchouts for dealers heading into 26 is relying on metrics that don't tell the full story. You know, many dealers are still heavily focused on leads and last click activity. And while those metrics matter, they only represent a part of that buyer journey. So today, customers engage with multiple touch points long before they ever raise their hand. And when we only give credit to that final interaction, we miss the marketing and the exposure that actually created that demand, which can lead to reactive decisions instead of strategic ones. So the dealers that are winning are the ones who zoom out and look at performance more holistically. When you understand that full journey, you can reward the activity that's truly driving results. Invest more confidently and protect your margins rather than chasing incomplete signals.
Music to my ears. You know, we have been beating that drum for a lot of years. It's been one of the hardest gaps to close, that blind spot for our dealers where for such a long time, technology allowed us only to look at maybe a first or a last touch point, a cost per this or a cost per that. And we had a lot of dealers that really lost market share over the last 5 years, even the last decade. And now technology has put that behind us. And we as an industry understand how important, number one, ROI, the metric that matters. You guys have already said it. But making sure that we are looking at a weighted engagement of all of the influencing factors that drive a sale for our dealership, drive profitability, because we can't pay the bills at the end of the month with a stack of leads. So Terry, what's your watch out and what is your big piece of advice?
Such incredible points that have already been made. But at the end of it, it really boils down to if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. There is no silver bullet. Even with, and believe it or not, I'm gonna say this, even with Auto Trader, I tell my dealers all the time, we're autotrader.com, not autopilot.com. Showing up will get you the results, but dominating requires engagement. The dealers who win are students of not just the industry, but the platforms they're investing in. One of the biggest watch-outs is investing in solutions without proper onboarding and, more importantly, ongoing support. The space is evolving far too quickly for set it and forget it thinking. Today's customers, as Llewellyn mentioned, span over 95 days and over 60 touch points before buyers even walk through the door. If dealers don't understand that journey, they're making decisions with incomplete information. And that's why continual education matters so much. Through platforms like Envision Dealer Academy, we help dealers understand their data, market share, and competitive position so they can, most importantly, protect their margins, manage risk, and know objectively whether they're winning or losing, because that clarity is everything.
Yeah, it's education, it's accountability, it's culture within dealership organizations to adopt these tools and to really use that data as part of their daily decision-making and operational processes. That is the only way to win because the market is changing every single day and that change is just going to continue. So Terry, one of the things you said there, you said silver bullet. I usually say bright and shiny object, and there are lots of those that are going to be popping up. We're going to see them at NADA. We do every year. I'm so excited, though, that the industry is finally understanding that some of these bright, shiny, there may be a capability or there may be a really fancy new AI tool out there. And if it doesn't have the best, the most cleansed, governed, real-time data underneath it. AI is useless. It is only as good as the data that is powering it. But on that bright, shiny new product and solution side that dealers often get distracted by, from each of your vantage points, what are some of the shiny objects that you see kind of pulling your dealers off track, and how can they avoid those distractions this year? So Lindsay, I'm going to start with you on that one.
Well, I think the theme is one of the biggest, shiniest objects pulling dealers off track right now is just focusing too heavily on lead volume and cost without fully understanding the value they're getting. It's just really easy to evaluate marketing based on how much it costs or how many leads it produces, like we continue to talk about, but it just doesn't always reflect that true performance. And I see situations where marketing is driving more traffic and better engagement, but the fundamentals behind it are not set up for success. The inventory quality, the pricing, the merchandising, the process, they all play a critical role in conversion. And when those pieces aren't aligned, results suffer, regardless of how strong the marketing is. So dealers who perform the best are the ones that take full ownership of the full entire ecosystem. And they view marketing as a force multiplier and not a silver bullet. And when fundamentals and marketing work together, ROI becomes much clearer.
Yeah, right on. Shannon, what is that big distraction our dealers should be avoiding this year and really looking for to make sure that they don't fall into that pit hole?
Well, obviously, Jade, the competition is fierce. There are a lot of new companies and established companies that have made advancements in their products. They're wooing our dealers, claiming that they can ditch the third-party sites. And one of the most powerful analogies that I have ever brought to a dealer is we were sitting there and having a conversation, and he goes, nobody goes to third-party sites. They don't use those. That's ridiculous, and I'm not going to invest in that. And I said, all right, well, let's look at it this way. If you were to go buy a home, where would you start? Well, I'd probably look at realtor.com or Zillow. And I said, okay. I said, well, what if you had a realtor and that realtor didn't list your house on one of those third-party sites? What would you say? And he's like, I wouldn't have him as my realtor. And I said, okay, welcome to the realtor.com of automotive. And when I said that, it was like a pin dropping, and he went, and I said, if you aren't on one of these sites, said, you don't have to be on ours, but if you're not on one of these sites, then you are not being seen. So there's too many people that are, they will drive, they will buy for the right car at the right price, right location. But if you're not at the party, you're not going to get even to be on their view. And he just went, oh my God, okay, let's look at what we can do further. Let's lean in. I said, okay, let's do it. So that's what I would say, is that competition, that's fine, but we have to change the dealer's viewpoint as well.
Yeah. Well, I love, in the words of Cody Gentry that you guys know well, you know, 20,000 dealers can't be wrong. There is a reason why you guys saw all of the results in the Proficient third-party white paper earlier this year. But consumers, they start on marketplaces, they finish on marketplaces, and the majority of those steps in between, they are looking for that third-party validation. But one of my favorites, when a consumer goes to a marketplace and there's not a tremendous amount of overlap from one marketplace to the next, in my mind, when I'm a dealer, it is not an either-or decision. I want to be where millions and millions and millions of consumers are every single month. I want my vehicles there so that when they go shop on a marketplace, if they don't find my car, they don't think, Jade must not be advertising with that marketplace this month. They think, gosh, Jade doesn't have the vehicle that I'm looking for. Let me scroll down to the next one and see who has it. And so finally, the industry is really understanding that there is no dollar that can go further for a dealer than a marketplace listing. Now, it's got to be well merchandised. It needs all of the things. It needs the right pricing strategy. It needs the right comments. It's got to have the photos and the videos, and it's got to have a free to a consumer Vehicle History Report. It's a big deal. It's one of the reasons why we made that Strategic Leap partnership this year for Experian Auto Check, offered by Kelley Blue Book, the most comprehensive set of auction data out there to reduce risk for our dealers and to give consumers what they are looking for, which is damage history, the most important thing to consumers when they're looking at a vehicle history report. Those things matter. So great points. Terry, what about you? What's the big distraction that our dealers should avoid?
Shiny objects, silver bullets. I mean, those words alone just tell us we might be veering towards trouble, right? And I think we're really funneling around it, which is we have to get our dealers focused on information that's anchored to data. The way we avoid this is pretty simple. Go back to first-party data. Commit to continual education, and most importantly, find systems that actually integrate. We need to move past automotive intenders and start focusing on automotive buyers, because otherwise we're going to be focusing around a lot of waste, because the data quality truly does matter. Data sources matter, and how those integrate back to our systems are critical. Because when the systems don't talk to each other, you get duplication, conflicting insights, confusion, which ultimately erodes trust inside the dealership. When everything speaks together, your inventory systems, your merchandising, your CRM, your attribution tools, your marketing, expectations become more clear, decisions improve, and most importantly, the ROI just flows, and you know it. That's where I think we need to make sure we are going away from the things that are shiny objects that we don't understand, and start focusing on the things that we do know, because here at Cox, we know.
We do know. Efficiency is the name of the game if you want to make every dollar go further. So, team, excellent advice for our dealers. Very last question, my favorite one that I always have to ask. I'm going to ask you to make it quick because we're getting tight on time here. What is your number one biggest piece of advice for our dealers? If they only take one thing away from their time with you today, what would it be? Lindsay, I'm starting with you.
It would be to stop waiting for conditions to change and start acting earlier than the market. Inventory challenges are not going to suddenly resolve themselves, and the dealers who win will be the ones who put an intentional acquisition strategy in place now instead of hoping things thaw. This is also a movement to get back to strong fundamentals, right? Pricing discipline, high quality merchandising, clear accountability. Doing what the average dealer does will only lead to average results, especially in a market that's only projected to grow modestly. There is opportunity there, but 2026 will reward the dealers who act early, use real data, and commit to execution instead of waiting for perfect condition. Because like I said, average strategies tend to deliver average results. The dealers who trust the data and they commit to the fundamentals and are willing to act a little earlier are the ones who are going to consistently outperform in this market.
Well said. We often say, put your running shoes on and keep your running shoes on. You have got to be ready and outside of the box and a step ahead and not be afraid to take those moves. Plan that work and work that plan. Shannon, how about you? What's the one big thing?
I believe that people need to be leaning into their digital dealerships. People are gravitating towards third-party sites, not away. Third-party sites are a necessity in the marketing mix. People are researching no less than 7 hours, and they know what the vehicles should cost and what they want. So we need to meet people where they are. They need to lean into those digital dealerships and realize this isn't the wave of the future. It's our reality of today.
You got it, Terry?
I don't think you'll be surprised by my answer, but if there's one or two things that our dealers should be focusing on heading into 2026, it's that prioritizing integration and that data integrity. Consumer buying habits have fundamentally changed and continue to change. Consumers are taking longer journeys, traveling further, and using more tools than ever before, even engaging with a salesperson. If dealers only focus on what's happening inside of their four walls, they're missing so much of that story. The dealers that are winning aren't chasing every new tool. They're demanding connected intelligence across their ecosystem so they can make confident, informed, real-time decisions. So to make it simple, choose partners who evolve with you, not vendors who are selling you yesterday's technology. Because technology today should be enhancing human leadership, not replacing it. When you get that right, everything just starts to work.
Such sound advice from this incredible team. And do not miss us. We have over 20 guests that are going to be on the NADA Cox Automotive stage with us throughout the week of the show. And we're going to be deep diving on so many of these topics, from inventory acquisition, long tail trade model, ROI is the metric that matters, operational efficiencies, data-driven decision-making, attribution and measurement of the future, audience activation, AI, everything, and the power of the data underneath it in the Cox Automotive ecosystem. So do not miss us. Make sure you get your schedule and keep an eye on LinkedIn for all of those live sessions. So Lindsay, Shannon, Terry, I cannot thank you enough for joining me today. We are surely in an era of new ways and new capabilities, all aimed at helping dealers protect margins and protect their time and their spend. And we really appreciate each of you bringing your real-world experience and insights to our listeners. And I encourage all of you to connect with these absolute superstars, as they are here to help each of you reach your goals and achieve the success that we all know is possible in 2026.
Thanks, Jade.
Yep. Thanks, Jade.
And that wraps us up for today. Be sure to come see all four of us at NADA 2026. And a huge thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. And whether you're joining us on your favorite streaming platform, such as Spotify or Apple, or watching on our Auto Trader B2B homepage, we sure are glad that you're here. And if you want to be an exclusive subscriber, go to b2b.autotrader.com/For the Road Forward. We'll be releasing several subscriber-only episodes that we're going to be shooting live from the Cox Automotive Village stage at NADA that you will not want to miss. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry. Thank you for joining us on For the Road Forward. And be sure to tune in next week as we'll continue the open conversation with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're seeing, doing, and forecasting is ahead on the road for us in automotive. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.